Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Moaning in the intro.
Remember when Drake sighed on Pusha T?
Yes.
And then Pusha T came back and Karate Kid that nigga. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the... I referenced that a lot. That was a pivotal moment in my life,
yeah, obviously. You were super lit that...
I referenced that moment. Anyways, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast, episode 82.
That's right.
It's your boy Chris, you know what I'm saying? Still no AKAs, but the album comes soon, you know what I'm saying? We are one more song to go, thanks to Jonathan Joseph, who was here today. What's up with you?
It's just Joseph, by the way,
guys. I'm sorry, Joseph. He got all these. I call you Jonathan. Your mama named Jonathan. I'm
gonna call you Jonathan. Don't even call me Jonathan. This is where it gets weird.
Yeah, that's a fact. What's up, Dalton?
What's up? It's me, as always. Mm-hmm. You know the voice. You made a choice. Mm-hmm. I forgot who said that in her song. It was Corey Guns. That's who said that.
Shout out to Corey Guns.
Where the fuck are you? Okay, where are you at?
It doesn't even matter. To my mama, I'm out of my llama bean.
One legendary verse is enough.
Two, and because he went off on six foot, 7 foot.
That's
and
that verse.
Oh,
verse.
And then
he went off on a milli too.
And the
I don't even
his BET cipher was hard too.
I don't even remember.
Dot. It was Juelz, him, and somebody else.
Yeah,
it was hard.
Yeah.
Oh, and Fabulous. Yeah, because he's, I got more carries than rabbit shit. Yeah, I remember that. It's fucking Fabulous.
Not how you sound.
But you know, it's Young Goldbloom. Mm-hmm. Ryan's here.
Hey, what's up?
I know he always tries to be in the background.
Bodyguard.
There's no way he can be in the background and laugh like that. What's up, Parnell?
Hey, man, fuck you.
Parnell doesn't have a speaking utensil right now because we only have four mics, but he's here.
I can always flip a mine.
Oh yeah,
in the clutch. In the clutch. There you see, they move.
Clutch.
That's it.
That's all I have.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Just making sure.
Swing.
Wait. Other way.
Yeah, I see. My bad.
Come on.
All right, so we're gonna be professional. God damn it. How was everybody's week thus far? Well, yeah, today's Friday. How was everybody's week?
I have been waiting for this moment.
Right?
Me because too. Of last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I know
mm-hmm.
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be interesting. Now, just to give y'all some context, I was going to come in here and shit on my performance this past Sunday. But I talked to the good brother Jonathan. Joseph. I'm sorry. I got to remember that.
Joy Sacrifice, Pain, Joseph. Hustle, J$PH.
There you go. Yeah, I'm saying. Just say it every time I say your name wrong.
Got you.
It'll stick. All right, so I was going to come in here and shit on just the, what word am I looking for? Starting my GED classes,
quality.
So I'm trying to use bigger words now.
Oh, my God.
Quality.
The quality of the show that I just endured.
Uh-huh.
But Jonathan was like, hey, bro, that's Dalton's job. Let him shit on that.
Yeah.
You're the artist. Don't fuck up your political connects.
100%.
But I'm going to tell you like this.
Yeah, because I'll do it either way.
Yeah. Look, I'll give y'all. Okay, so this is how it happened, right?
Okay, boom.
So we finished the podcast Sunday, right? Dalton makes my show mix. I DM the promoters of the show, like, yo, who do I send my show mix to? And they reply, hey, we have your two songs. You emailed us your two songs. I was like, this is true. I was trying to be on my P's and Q's. Remember, I just popped that ecstasy. I thought it was Molly, but it was X. Shit. So, you don't want to know. You don't want to know.
Shit.
You don't want to know. Anyways, so, Molly, ecstasy.
Wait, you did both?
No, I just did ecstasy, but I thought it was Molly.
Right.
Yes, I got lied to. So I got roofied, I guess. Anyways, I keep losing track of my
talk.
So I DM them like, yo, who do I send my show mix to? And they're like, hey, you actually sent us your songs. I was like, no, I sent you my actual mixed. Shout out to Donnie. I'm sorry, bro. You feel better?
Yeah, I'm good.
You feel better?
No, we straight. We good.
Okay. I sent you the songs for the promotion. I didn't know that you thought I was, because I don't perform to my vocals. That's
amateur.
That's amateur-esque.
Very unprofessional.
But I had to quickly remind myself, yo, these people don't know who I am. They just hit me up on a humbug. Like, they just think I'm just another guy coming up, which I am. But I do got a little, I got some weight behind my name. You know what I'm saying? So, I was like, nah, I don't perform with vocals, but if it's too late, I will do it, because again,
I don't fuck with them vocals, my G.
No, sir. So I was like, you know, I'll do it because this is bigger than me. It's for, like, we're giving away, you know,
charity.
It's bigger than me. So don't make a big deal about it. So we drive to bumfuck Texas, wherever the fuck we went, but it was far.
It was in Addison.
Oh.
It was far as fuck.
But it was like in a random ass, like, warehouse district, in like this dance studio with the roof that was lower than this one.
Yeah, but the carpet on the floors.
Carpet.
All right, no windows, right? Walk in there. I see babies running around. They cooking nachos in the back. They putting everything, you know, clothes in one box, canned goods in another box, like toiletries in another box.
Wait. This is like a post-Christmas...
Christmas
drive?
Yeah, type shit.
All right.
Yeah, we were supposed to be giving... It was for the homeless.
Yeah, for the homeless.
And then,
yeah.
Then it was like... They're like... They were donating money to a gun violence organization.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give money, it goes to that. If you give goods, it goes to the homeless.
Gotcha.
That's what...
Again, beautiful reason, you know.
For sure.
And then they signed up like vendors and stuff like that. But I'll get to that in my part.
Right. So we, I run up on a DJ, you know, and I'm like, hey bro, there was a little mix up with my show set. My name is Chris Miner. I actually go first. Can I like email you my show mix? She was like, oh bro, just airdrop it to me. So I was like, all right, bet. No, I'm good after that. Like, that's perfect. Dawn airdrops in the song. We're waiting for them to get started. The little dude walks up on me and was like, you're Chris Miner, right? I'm like, yeah. He was like, you finna go on in a minute. I was like, all right, bet. No sweat, you know? And I hear my music playing. So I'm like, oh, I guess this is my cue to walk up. So mind you, the song that I'm performing is like triumphant, all these horns and shit. But he got it turned down. I'm like, bro, this is nasty sounding. So I'm walking up to this. By the way, there's no stage. That's very important. There's no stage. We are all
eye level. I'm looking at him like
eye level, dog.
Dead
like
in his face.
Yeah.
So I walk to the DJ desk.
Wait, Bruce hit the DJ.
I didn't know what to call it.
Foldable table, bro.
Foldable table type shit. Picnic type shit.
Which is cool.
It's cool. He has a setup though, like an actual, for sure. But they didn't set him up. You know what I'm saying? He in a little table in the corner.
He got put in the same situation.
Yeah, type shit. So I, you know, get the mic, which is just the microphone, which I was at least expecting a stand because that's how I get in my thing. But I'm holding the mic now. Pause. And I do my first two songs. I got a 10-minute set, though, right? First two songs can't be no more than 2-3 minutes together. Yeah, so show. I'm finna get into my third one. The beat starting everything. The lady who was sitting at the door collecting all the shits and whatnot, she gonna come, okay, give me the mic. And I'm like, whoa, wait, what? So I'm looking at Dalton like, bruh, am I sticking up the joint? Like, cause I didn't know what type of response they was expecting from the crowd. So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, they expected me to like get everybody hype, but that's not the type of you listening to what I'm, you know what I'm saying? So I literally walk back to the crowd as she snatches the mic out of my hand. And I'm like, Dalton's like, yo, what's going on? I was like, bro, I have no idea. So they bring up the actual host of the show. And she's going into her spiel, like, this is for gun violence and the homeless, and we got benders and da 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 da. Now we're going to bring Chris Minor back out. And I'm like, I literally said out loud, like, for real? she was like, yeah, come on. And I was like, okay. And so I grabbed the mic, I was like, hi again. And DJ, all right, go ahead. Da 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 da. So at this point, I'm in my head the whole time now. I'm just like, bro, please hurry up and finish. Like, just, I don't even know how to make this go faster.
Should have just been like, yeah, I don't have anything else.
Man, at that point, I'm not even thinking like strategically or nothing. I'm just like, they asked me to do something. I need to finish doing what I said I was going to do. So while I'm performing, this little baby, he couldn't be no more than what, like two?
He at just the max, yeah.
Walking back and forth during the whole set. Mind you, we're in a room and everybody's just looking in my direction and the baby is literally walking in front of me. So they're paying attention to this baby at this point. So I'm like, he just started the show. So I gave him the mic and he did his little goo goo gaga joint. And I was like, you know, that's my time. Thank y'all. Blah, blah, blah. Walked back over to my, you know, Dalton, Justin's brother, my brother, his wife and her brother and one of my homegirls from work or whatever, or I used to work with. And, I was just like, bro, I felt bad for inviting them. Because, mind you, Addison is, what, like 45 minutes from Arlington type shit? Like, that's my brother lives in DeSoto. My coworker lives in North Arlington. I'm like, all these people drove way the fuck out here for y'all to, like, present this shit like this. Like, that's why I felt bad. I could have sucked and owned that. You know what I'm saying? But this show sucking and y'all having all these people come out here, y'all gotta own that, bruh. They gotta own that. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna name the names because, like I said, this was their, well, I didn't say this. This was their first event that they ever done. I heard they've been trying to get established for a long time, but they just gotta know, bro, this is not how you do it, bruh. I don't care if I'm the hottest nigga in the city or a nigga that just decided to start rapping 3 days ago. Like, the way you present these artists, bro, is gonna live on forever. That's your responsibility at this point once you put them on that bill to be like, all right, we gotta make sure. Like, when me and Jonathan was talking about it, one of the shows that he did on his little, on his tour run, he was like, bro, they didn't have a what didn't they have?
Nothing.
Speakers, no, PA, like nothing.
Like, it was like a Like, when we perform, you know, I got a lot of moving parts. Just my boy, he playing drums. We got, you know, show arrangements and shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, we get on the ball early. We like, hey, what's the specs of the venue? Can you connect us with the sound guy? So, boom, we get close and we doing that. And he like, yeah, I just talked to the venue and they don't have a system. Usually people bring in their own speakers. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. A lot of, like, you know, touring artists, when they book venues, they'll bring in their own system, their own
arrays and all that stuff. Yeah.
Everything, you know? I'm like, that makes sense. And mind you, I had never been to the venue, so I don't know the size of a cap, none of that. And so he was like, well, what should I do? I'm like, nigga, you got to rent some equipment, bro.
Right.
Like, what you asking? It's not my event. Like, you know? And so I just kind of pointed him in the right direction. He got it. But, like, my boy CJ, mind you, he coming all the way down from Missouri. And so he going up to sound check, and he gets to the sound check. He called me, hey, bro,
dude not here, and neither is the speakers or the sound person. So I'm like, shit. All right, well, just hang tight and just see if he pulls up. So he finally pulls up late with the speakers and stuff. Dude sets him up, gets set up. He trying to sound check, and like the sound person who's running the sound isn't there.
Damn.
she not there. It was a girl. She not there. So boom, they trying to get the sound figured out. He called CJ, calling me like, "Hey, bro, and they don't got no monitors." I'm like, God. "The fuck you mean they don't got no monitors,
bro? It is barbecue hot in this bitch."
No, it is, but it's like right above us.
Yes,
but and so he like, "Yeah, they don't got no monitors." I'm like, "Well, like nothing, not a one." He like, "Nah, bro." I'm like, "Well, you'll be good, right?" Because he does like in ears.
Oh, okay.
You know, for him drumming,
in ear monitor, yeah.
And if you ever been on stage with drums, you know it's loud,
very loud. Yeah.
So you gotta have like your own monitor, and or in ears. And so I'm like, shit. All right. So I had to go run. And this was in the vlog. I put it in my vlog that we put out. I had to like go to Guitar Center. And this is like probably an hour before the show. I got to run to Guitar Center, rent a monitor, like go get dressed and then rush over to the venue. And it was just like, man, bro, like how do you throw an event and not know what you're supposed to have?
What was this venue?
Sweet Tooth Hotel.
Oh,
okay.
But it's like, yeah, it's weird, you know. But that's the thing. What I've learned, like doing shows, and I, at the same time, I got super spoiled because my manager Mars, like y'all,
yeah, remember? Yeah,
yeah.
Like that's what he does. Is like he grew up in like a big church, and so it's like in big white churches, it's a production.
Oh yeah, that's a fact. Like, you know, one of my churches, exes went like, to a white church, and she Hispanic.
Yeah,
imagine that. But that drummer was getting it, though.
Nah, for sure. And so it's like, there's a certain level of quality what they do. Black people just like, look, we just need the music to be good. We don't care about the production of it.
We also
as long
talked
as the
about,
music is good.
We also talked about that the other day, too, saying, like, again, we not trying to slight our people for the sake of slighting them, bro. But like you said, I don't want to throw you out the butt. Cause, I mean, was it crazy what he said? It's just the truth. Like, if a white person's throwing a show and it's a shitty show, it's gonna be better than a black person's shitty show. You know what
sometimes,
I'm saying?
Sometimes. And, not always the case.
Not but, always the case, but more than likely, bro. It's just a level like it's just a level of
I think
shit that they put into it.
I think it's because for one, exposure. Like I wouldn't have known, like I said, if it wasn't for Mars. Mars just had this understanding because he came from
that background.
So right. He knew. He was like I'm thinking like, all right, bro, just mic, speakers, let's get it. He like, nah, bro. Like, we got to.
What the fuck is you talking about? Let's do it. Like,
bro, our first show, like, he was over the music department at our college. Like, he stole, like, all of, like, the live shit. Like, he like, you know what I'm saying? He stole it, and we taking it to a whole nother venue. Like,
that's tight.
You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't have known. Like, I'm talking about thousands and thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
Yep.
And he just, like, stole it all. But I think it's exposure. Not enough people know. And then, two, there is no... anybody can throw an event out.
Oh, yeah. There's no.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's no like, okay, well, what's your track record? Huh? Can I ask
questions? Oh, yeah. Go ahead. What's up?
No.
Okay, ask a question, bro.
Pretty much two things. What you think would have prevented that? Like, when you got to the venue in the first place, what do you think would have prevented the whole thing crashing? Let's say if that first person never came, what would you have done at that point?
What are you talking about? First person?
Guy with the speakers.
Well, no, he went and got the speakers.
No, he's talking about the whole how they just came like there was no sound lady.
Oh, that's not on me though. It's not my event. But
he's just asking how would you prevent it?
I'm not performing.
If you were performing.
No, he's saying
he wouldn't be performing. He wouldn't be.
I don't do shit like that. I don't subject myself to bullshit like that. No, sir. Like, but I take what I do serious and I put time into my live show. Like just as much.
But what was crazy about it is, weren't you like I saw on your IG that you was posting about it for like weeks? Mm-hmm. Weeks on weeks. So my thing is like
they had time.
There's a lot of time. Cause if I can remember, bro had a sweet tooth. And then when you had a sweet tooth, I was like, oh, that's about to be hard because me and Jesse shot that video up there. So crazy visuals, no, everybody there.
It turned out great. But it's just the point, like, man, we gotta do like preparation is everything.
How much like how much stress did he endure an hour before he's supposed to be on stage and the rock star swag, you know, putting on his show with his drummer flew out here from Missouri. Springfield. Mm-hmm. And then you got, you know what I'm saying? His brother. I don't know if your sister was there.
Everybody. You know, my whole squad is
sister,
in the building.
Sister, what, just had a baby? Pregnant. Or she's still pregnant.
She's still pregnant. Like,
so we got the whole team
this,
out.
But like, see, not every person who throws an event is even aware of, like, nowadays it should be easier for you to be aware of what this artist is doing, because damn near every artist is sociable. So Jonathan Post, his sister's maternity. Yeah.
At the same time, bro, it's like partly on the artist too, because a lot of people don't understand, like even as artists, don't understand what goes into a show. So they expectation is like, just give me a mic and I'm going to go rap.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like,
talk to him, White Wonder or White Justice. My bad.
White Justice.
Yeah, White Justice.
No, I was just gonna say, like, if I'm there's two things for this that could have just been easy to fix. The person who's running the event should not host an event if they don't know what goes into an event,
right?
Because then you're gonna have, artists are diva, we know this. There's certain things. So imagine if that was somebody else that got there and like, you don't got shit. All right, I'm out. Like you could lose like half your bill, the event can just go shit up.
Yeah.
So if I know what I'm doing, regardless of who's performing or what it is, I'm getting all the things necessary so I can be like, okay, if we do have a drummer, we have this. Cause if it's just spoken word, cool. They can just have a mic. But we have everything ready to go. Doesn't fucking matter. The event's made. The artist. And if you're talking to an artist, you'd be like, okay, this is everything the venue has. Is there anything else you need? Here's my list. 100%. That's what should be said when you have an event.
100%. Yeah.
Because whenever I used to book Chaz's shows, they would, you know, it's called a rider. Yep. They're like, what do you want?
Yep.
Chaz wants a lot of water. That's one thing he always wants.
Or vodka.
Some type of alcohol. Yeah. He literally what I wrote, some type of alcohol. And then he just needs a mic. So when we got there, the stage is set up for him and KK, two mics. That's it. You don't need. But if we had a drummer, they would have the drummer stuff set up, the drummer shields, the riser, all that shit.
So is the rider playing, or does that come off?
That's just, and when you negotiate.
Well, see, that's where you get into like negotiations. But for what I was doing, this was like a free show.
Yeah.
And so it was like I was just like, you know, I hadn't performed much in the city, so it was like, all right, I'm gonna do these two, like, for free here. I went back to Missouri, made some bread, but like, it was like, I'm gonna do, you know, doing for free because I'm trying to like, we continue to build momentum.
Out here,
you know, since I moved back, so it was like, you know, we'll just do, you know, whatever, and kind of take it on the chin, you know. But that is crucial though. But it goes again like to education. People just don't know. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when you don't know, you have to learn.
Yeah, facts.
So ask, like, figure it out. Like, it's like, man, you just can't.
People are too proud to ask questions.
Man.
Hey, this is my first event. I know you've done a couple shows. What do you usually do at your shows? Bro. I would have been like, oh, well.
Or yeah, YouTube.
YouTube.
Google. Like,
Google. I mean.
YouTube, do your Googles be? YouTube is great.
Can I expect as the artist coming into each event? Like, what do I need to know stepping in as far as percentage-wise? Do I need to bring people in, or will y'all help promote?
Oh, man, that's an off-the-top thing. Like, I feel like
that's a big one.
I think that's like the first. That's what I always, you know, go to first. But it just, you know, it just depends on, like, who been in it. Like, you know, you only know what you know. But it's your duty to learn at the same time.
What's crazy is I remember when We got booked for the tour we went on. Mm-hmm. Now at the time, Coast to Coast was round. I don't know if it was as big as it was at when we were doing it at its height, but it was frowned upon to do that. I remember people from the city.
Well, see, they had a wrong perception. We actually got invited to it.
Yeah, they didn't know. They thought
because people pay to be.
Yeah, but we didn't do that. Like, I didn't do that. They heard my album and was like, "Would y'all want to do this?"
Yeah. So he was basically like, if you were in the city, like, it would say Coast to Coast, and it would be two main artists performing. It was actually two people from Dallas for some reason. Chris and in this, I forgot, Cash Banks or something.
Yeah, Chase Banks.
Yeah. But they were both the only two people on the flyer, and it'd be like, and other artists. Basically, they were the artists would open up for
Me.
Chase Chris.
But mind you, I don't even think I did. I did warm up. I paid my dues. Like, when I started doing shows, Chaz didn't give me the mic. I was just on stage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't graduate until we did the Atlantic Records show. That was the first time I performed ever, and I was nervous as fuck.
I remember the tipping point for me was that Chip the Ripper show.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was actually rapping then. So yeah. I was actually performing. Chris was in the crowd.
I was in the crowd. And I didn't rapping. Even graduate to the stage yet.
Yeah, he was in the crowd. And I was rapping.
That's crazy.
So I remember when we got off the tour, and, you know, videos are dropping. Jesse's, like, putting out footage and pictures. And we feel like we them niggas. Because, nigga, we survived a hurricane in Florida. Drove through that bitch. Odd storm. You know what I'm saying? We drove for at least, like, 200 miles with no gas station. And Dalton's on E. Going to Baltimore type shit. Like, we defeated the I'm over exaggerating a lot of stuff.
So but it was in Pennsylvania. We ended up on some tollway. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, we on it. Yeah.
And there was like no gas stations. Like, it was like no exits. We were like, yo, what the fuck?
We finna die.
And then I tried to pump my own gas. They're like, no, you can't pump your own gas. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What is up with this state?
No, it's nuts out there.
Yeah. So they're like, you gotta stay.
You were like in Western Pennsylvania too, huh?
Yeah, it was on the way. We passed Baltimore. We passed Philadelphia and all that shit. Yeah. But
we stopped in Philly. No, in Pittsburgh. We stopped at Pittsburgh.
See, that's where it get weird at.
But like I'm saying all that to say, like, we feel triumphant. We just did something like not very many people can say that they did, especially at that time. We went on a whole tour, regardless if we paid or got invited, which I got invited. You know what I'm saying? But even if we paid, so the fuck what? We did it. We hopped in the car. We drove. We rocked every show. So I remember this DJ. Matter of fact, I don't give a fuck. Y'all might know the nigga because he went to South. DJ, be my friend, my best friend.
He talking about the big fat white Mexican dude.
So yeah, bro, he start talking mad shit on Twitter like, oh, y'all went on the scammers tour and blah blah blah. I was like, nigga, I could say I done more than you have if it come to this shit. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel I don't even know why I went on that rant. But yeah.
Yeah, because I remember my video. Remember, I was on Worldstar. Our video was like, I was talking. They interviewed me
in Miami.
Yeah, and I was talking on there, and like it popped up on Worldstar for some reason. I don't know why I was on there.
Because we was
had everybody to be on Worldstar. No, but
we was in the back. We was in the background. It was me, Brandon, Jesse, and Justin.
Yeah,
and Dalton had the mic. And he was like, "This my label. I'm Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that's why you went on there. You like, I'm the white Diddy."
Yeah.
So they basically asked me. They were like, "What?" The first question they asked me, like, "What did you learn on tour?" I was like, "Not to go on tour with these motherfuckers." Yeah, what I said. And then
I feel like I've seen his video.
Yeah,
it's old, super old.
I'm like, My beard is like super light. Yeah, like it wasn't like this.
Just growing, type shit.
Looking like DJ Drama and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Real shit.
And then I said, and I still mean it to the day. Like, yo, we met a lot of people on here. We met a lot of like industry motherfuckers. We like there's people that produce for Dipset, and I was like, yo, I know this motherfucker. Yeah. Like, I listen to that shit.
Type shit. He makes.
All these motherfuckers. I'm like, yo, we met a lot of people. We got a lot of love. And then I was like, and don't forget, in music, it takes money to make money.
Yeah.
Don't ever forget that. And they were like, oh, sounds like an industry plant. And I was like, I'm an industry plant? What the fuck? I'm broke as shit at this point.
People don't know, bro.
I'm like, yo, you got it. Like, you can't get shit mixed, mastered. You got to pay for it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Niggas think you put out a
song. You got to pay producers. You should definitely pay your producers. That's the big problem.
And I mean, we need to speed that process up. Miles retweeted somebody that said it's crazy how long it takes for a producer to get paid.
Very much so.
It's very.
Yeah, you gotta wait for that publisher.
Yeah,
that's crazy. 4 times a year.
Yeah,
come on, fam.
Crazy, bro.
But anyways, I was just saying, bro. There's a lot to go. I'm sure even you with Ryan doing your photography and stuff, like you ran
invoices are crazy.
Well, I'm talking about just people not being ill prepared for you to do your job.
That's the only reason why I kind of just started lifting weights and stuff. I just gave myself another avenue of doing stuff. It's just because I do love photography. It's fun. It's a great way to meet people. But people look at you and be like, hey, here's some money. Do magic. Mm. Yeah. Hey, bitch, I can't do that. What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, bitch.
Nah, bro, because people really get me fucked up because I'm a really nice guy and people know me from back in the day. So people know me. They think think shit's sweet. Like, I'll knock your ass out. Stop playing with me. Like,
nah. These pictures, nigga, you got me fucked
up. For some pictures, yeah, for some pictures, dog, that you don't know what you want. Hey, that you don't know what you want. So it's just like, and even the amounts be crazy because I'm taking my time. I'm really trying to. This is my art to create for you. And then you be like, and then I give it to you. You're like, oh, yeah, man, this is great. Da, da, da. Then you throw on 40, 60. And I'm just like, you know, my prices are this, that. Ain't no discount.
My price is my price, motherfucker. This ain't a flea market.
Right. And then it's just like, it get crazy because it got to the point where I was about to start looking for niggas. Just like real shit. Just about to go find niggas. Just pull up on them. Fuck it. Yo, that's cool. I like that.
Nah, for real, bro. Like I was telling Chris, like the first show I did back here, like I ain't gonna say who the nigga was, but nigga came and like took, like I don't like niggas on stage. Like if you're not with me, some more a cups. Part of me, like you don't need to be on stage.
Exactly.
Like, we need like 22 more cups.
You're not cool, nigga. Like 22. Oh, bro. See, look.
Now, oh, hey.
Niggas out. Look.
Yeah, he's funny. See? I know that. He's funny.
Anyways,
I just said we need like 22 more cups just to have in the office.
See, bro, you trying to get shit popping.
Nah, bro. Not me. Not I said the cat.
Damn.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Oh, God.
Come on, man. But look, and so, like, bro, took the mic. And I was just kind of looking like, I'm thinking to myself, he took the mic? Like, because it was like, they were running late.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just getting shit cracking. I'm on like song number three.
Yeah.
And so I guess whoever told him like, hey, keep the shit moving. But I felt slighted. I was like, that shit ain't never happened. I didn't know what to do in that situation. Like, so, bro, I'm like, yeah, it was like that. And I'm looking for my brother Jason. Yeah. I'm like,
go yo. Okay.
And this nigga think the set over here. This is like his first show when we first started the label. So he having a good fucking time.
Cause you thought he was gonna pop shit.
I'm ready. I'm on 10. I'm ready to like get shit cracking. So man,
what's her at though? Cause I'm.
You can definitely you can definitely get my number after this because you want pop shit. I got you.
Bro, bring Rod with me.
Bro. Yeah, bring Rod with
so
you.
So I told bro, I said, listen, Jay, when we do this next thing, like walk with me to the stage. On some bodyguard type shit.
Nah, real shit.
And I told him, I said, bro, stand on the steps. And if any nigga acts like they want to get on stage, like, we going platinum. I said, we going viral.
Real shit. Real shit.
Here we go. Bro. Like, it's going to be either for the music because we put on an amazing show.
It's going to be summer jam in this bitch.
Or we going platinum.
I'm
going
to be real with you, bro. We really ride for y'all. So it's just like, Don't disrespect him because you disrespecting me.
That's the thing, bro. People lack respect nowadays, bro.
That's for sure.
I know y'all be seeing. I tweet that shit all the time. You niggas ain't got no code. Y'all ain't got no character, no integrity. Bro, y'all just doing goofy shit out here, bro. And, like, you got to make niggas, like, feel you. Like, because I said it on Twitter. I said, listen, if you disrespect anybody who's associated or who is with the home team, we going platinum.
Dweeb, we'll fuck you up. Dweeb, real shit.
You know what it is? You know what it is? Real talk. Outside the whole situation, it's social media, bro.
100%,
social media
bro.
Gave everybody a voice, and now they think they up here, where everybody should just shut the fuck up.
I'm thinking.
They don't know. They don't. If I would have got mic'd like that,
like bro,
it would have been a whole different situation. You way more composed than I.
Bro, I held it together.
It's like, bro, you was about to catch a piece. If you even had the audacity, I
didn't even know what to do because I was like, that was like the furthest thing
it
I
never
ever,
happened before.
Because I'm in the zone, like, bro, I'm talking about shit is going.
And they took you out of it. They took you out of
it. And
zone.
It was like, oh.
The audacity of this nigga. I don't even know what to do right now because
I'm shook, bro. Like, I was literally shook. Like,
yeah. Oh, I thought I couldn't say the N word, but anyway, I was just like, no, Dalton did like this. He was like, I was like, Dalton, I've been.
No.
I said, Dalton, I did about like 30, 40 episodes.
You know how much fucking heat I get for that? Don't say the N word.
Hey, bro, I did about like 30, 40
Shut
episodes.
Shut up, white boy.
I've been saying niggas since we got to this hoe. But nah, well, I definitely get what you're saying, bro. And that's why I be trying to tell him, like, since we trying to get his shit cracking again, I'm like, bro, call me any shit pop off, please. Because it's whatever.
Nah, definitely don't go anywhere without him.
Don't fuck with my...
Because it's like that. Like, you got to be... Like, bro, it's just certain things. Like, and as I've been going on my journey, it's like certain things I set in place where I'm like, I'm not going to do. Like, I won't perform. Like, it's really hard for me to perform without CJ.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The one time I almost got caught... lacking, he was there,
but he was unaware of what the situation was. So I would say that to say that was the one time, you know, say you probably would have to, I don't know what would happen.
Nah, he's talking about he played it smooth, but Ridge was like, Ridge played it off. He played it off because I'm in a sweatsuit at a bar. I'm ready to pop shit.
My nigga has the Nike Tech on.
No, that's a fact.
Yeah, he was Michael B. Jordan Creed, bro.
Yeah, no, real talk. Like I don't play no games. But what I'm saying is, somebody said something to the lady. He was like, "Hey, bro,
ex lady,
whatever."
At the time,
who cares? But what happened was, somebody said something to his whatever, and then we were like. Ridge was like, "Hey, bro, she's good. She's spoken for." And I heard Ridge say that. So, you know, antennas go up.
100%.
And then he's like, "Hey, bro, don't be careful." You said what? You said, "Don't be careful, be safe," type shit.
No, I said.
What you say?
Yeah. That's the most he called him lame first.
Yeah, he's like, "Nigga, you lame." I was like, "That's cool, bro, but be safe out here because niggas die every day."
He said that. And then when he said that.
Oh, bro, did you. Cause that's one of them like nigga got like you had the
I know how to sound really tough,
bro. But if you gonna say some shit like, oh that, yeah, you I know.
But see, I knew dude. Look, you gotta. He's one of the last niggas stumbling out the bar. Like literally, everybody's like on the sidewalk making conversation with people. We in Dallas at a Deep Ellum, so everybody's just outside talking, and it's on a Thursday, so like. Like nobody was like even on that type of time. Like
Thursday's the best day.
He literally down the street when they tell me exactly what happened, because when I saw him walk past me, I was like, oh, and I looked over there and
bro,
they all
because he walking off as he called me lame. Like nigga, you lame. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Back door the well, shit out of
his niggas die every day, and I really want him to be safe because niggas do die every
Chris,
day.
All I'm saying is next calmly, time you tell a nigga,
I said
that,
it calmly. Okay, I wasn't angry.
So that's stick talk.
I understand.
Next time you tell a nigga that, please have the blame.
But mind you, even if it would have went there, well, it couldn't have gone there because he walked away.
But niggas walk away and come back with that thumper.
He didn't come back.
You definitely right about that.
I'm just saying
because it's just
he could have came back. That wouldn't have been my first time having a gun pulled on me. I'm still here to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
That story's hilarious.
But it's the truth.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel you, bro.
I never lied one time.
Like that's some gangster shit you said.
It is.
Hey, be safe, bro. Niggas die every day too, though. Like, but be careful.
That's the realest thing I can tell somebody, especially in the climate that we're in.
Bro, that shit gangster. You know what I'm saying? That's some mafia shit.
Two ways, because if you say that shit, like niggas gonna be either cold or like, oh fuck.
No, he walked away.
He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He was either going to react or leave. He left.
Right, that's when you knew.
I don't even know where that guy is today. I hope he's good wherever he is.
Just had a blamer on you.
Well, I don't carry that, but I do have somebody that do carry. Yeah, no, that's
all I'm saying is I'm about to get my level 3. So
this nigga gonna be walking around with a bazooka.
Hey, I'm about to get my
around with a bazooka.
I'm gonna get my rocket launcher from Royce.
Dude, we have a problem.
Trust me, because if I pull it, I pull it. Nah, I'm joking. Because
I don't even want to do all that. Now that I've been in the gym with this guy here, I feel like I can knock me a nigga out. So I'm really on that type of time.
I'm shaking my head, everybody.
He's, I feel like I can knock me. Yeah, type shit. I feel like I can knock me a nigga out on me.
But nah, bro. honestly though, before we keep going, like especially with the social media, if you add a nigga, when you see him, you slap him. Real talk. You can't talk reckless on these apps, bro. And you be like, you run into people every day.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. It's a different time we live in. Bro.
Yeah, bro. You niggas is antisocial. They don't want to leave the crib, but they want to leave like I leave the crib life. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, nah, bro. You really be in the house. And it's okay to be in the house. But when you leave, the shit you said like 3 months ago is going
to
come.
Like, I'm just trying to make like character like a popular thing again.
Yeah.
Niggas just be out here with no type of code, bro. Like, I'm like, man, like this shit is. It's like really crazy, bro. Niggas is like so disrespectful, bro. They don't stand for nothing. Mm-hmm. They just out
but
here.
But then people don't understand context either. Like even the way somebody says something to you, they thinking it's sweet. Like a nigga say, "Oh, fuck you, bro." But in your mind, you registered that a whole nother way. So it's like, bro, wait, fuck me. don't mean, you know what I'm saying? We can fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't say fuck. Like, because sometimes, bro, I be thinking about that a lot. Like, what if, you know, me and Parnell rock one way and I brought Ryan with me. And Parnell think, oh, he hang with Chris, so he like that. So I, and Ryan be like, nah, bro, it's not the same. Like, we're not, we don't, nah, a lot, you know what I'm
bro,
saying?
Like, all right, for instance, like, that's a good example. Like Seven, like, you know, that's my guy, bro. We like, like, we tight. And like, when I'm with my brother Jason, like, he's from New Orleans.
Right.
He from Louisiana, say bitch, like,
Yeah.
And so, like, with him, we bitch,
yeah.
But, like, I said it one time to Seven. Seven was like, yo, bro, like, I don't really get down like that. Oh, my bad.
Right.
Like, respect. Like, right. I got you, for sure. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, like.
Cold switching.
But it ain't even that. It's just respect. At the end of the day, it's respect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's understanding, like, bro, these people, we men. We men.
Because he definitely talked to you and be like, hey, bro, I ain't with that. And see, and that's where that. That's where the connection makes, because now you understand where he's coming from. Okay, my bad, bro. Sure. My fault.
Because there's certain stuff I don't like. Like, don't call me stupid.
Right.
Right.
Don't fuck with that.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
You stupid. No, nigga, do not call me stupid.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just yeah. Like, it's just certain stuff.
Everybody has a trigger word, for
sure. For sure, bro.
And then really you just gotta talk to somebody about
mine
that.
Mine is definitely not cracker. I think this shit's hilarious. You can call me cracker all day.
Bro, that's
I don't care.
Look, if you see Dalton on the streets, just walk up.
Hey, but if you're going to be a cracker, bro, you can be like a club cracker or a wrist cracker.
That's
like,
right.
You're not a saltine.
No, nah, no, nah, not the boring one. Yeah. I got flavor.
You got a little flavor.
You more like the joints with the seasoning. What's the joints with the seasoning? The expensive joints you get from Sprouts and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you know, you be the crackers that come on the charcuterie
board. I'm a pita chip.
Yeah,
I'm a pita chip. That's a fact.
So because every time someone comes to the podcast and they say black people do this, and they look at me, I'm like, I don't care, bro. I'm not the white person spokesperson. I don't give a shit.
No, you white justice,
once
nigga.
Once you see him dance, you will think like,
bro, that white card goes out the window. Really came and sold out in swag though. The dudes you said you don't like, with the beard from New Orleans that dance.
Oh yeah, Danny Rude.
He stole your whole vibe.
Your whole thing.
Well, I didn't go in stores acting an ass.
Oh yeah,
nah.
And he didn't dog
way more respectful.
Nigga,
and bro, I also
listen, did. I engaged in all of their fuckery.
Who's that?
Dan Rue.
Oh,
it's just
bro, I watched it. I love that shit. I couldn't wait for them.
Now you know who I love, bro. Like if there was like one,
that shit was so funny,
if there was like two Twitter or Instagram, Twitter, like social media horse that I would fuck with, bro. Like I would want to interview. It would be Desi. And
that
hilarious.
Yes,
dude,
very
the,
funny.
The dude that does the cooking videos, like Arthur Porsley.
Yeah,
that shit.
Wait,
love that guy.
He does
like hood narration of like
everything.
Cooking videos. He's like, okay, throw some parsley in there. Okay,
spark that thing.
Spark that thing. He's like, okay, you kind of lost me. Okay, I'm back in.
Toss that thing up, my boy.
Yeah. Bro, you never seen that shit, bro. I gotta show you this nigga, bro.
Oh nah, it's fire.
But Desi Banks hilarious, bro, because that shit's so true, bro.
He captures the essence perfect.
That shit's so
we
true.
All got a cousin like that, bro. Or somebody
or
we know like
that
nigga. Yeah.
Hey, bro, when he said, oh, you bring your ass to the street, I'll beat your
motherfucking ass home. He said, I'll be back. Boom, boom, boom. But I was like, bro, I seen niggas do that so many times in Jackson, bro.
Losing his
great.
Breath type, and he's like, he got a horse doing it. That made it even funnier, because it's like the cadence is perfect.
Nah, he do that shit, bro. Hey, y'all started
watching that shit with hold on, bro. He posted a video the other day.
Who that?
With the car? Yeah. Bro, that was me and my Challenger, bro.
Yeah.
That was me.
Bro, this nigga is so
I should have tagged you in it.
I got the papers. Yeah. We about to be at Parlay Hell. Yeah. When I got my Challenger, that was me.
So funny, bro.
So funny. Y'all started watching that Aaron Hernandez shit.
Oh, don't say nothing. I don't need to watch that.
I haven't.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet. I was going to, but I don't know
how I feel about it.
Yeah,
I don't want to see none of that shit.
Why not?
For what?
I want to know.
Listen, the motherfucker killed people. He was crazy.
Yeah,
like that's just it. It ain't even that deep.
Right,
I just don't think it's that deep.
Yeah,
he dead.
Right,
he dead.
Oh, he dead. He died. He committed suicide.
Yeah,
in jail.
Yeah.
But he did.
I got all the main points from Twitter. He had a hole in his brain from football.
CTE.
He had psycho. Dementia and all that stuff.
Makes sense.
That's why I said with this AB shit, I'm not gonna be shocked when they come out and say Nah, bro has been suffering from CTE for a while.
What's Stephen A. Smith?
Something wrong with him.
I'm not going to be shocked.
Yo, so Stephen A. Smith was talking about when...
it's not normal behavior.
Yeah, when he... what was his name? Is it Montrez or...
He's, hold on, don't worry, I'm going to find it.
The dude from Cincinnati.
You should have got on Bluetooth, bro.
Yeah.
Dude from Cincinnati hit him. Remember when he got blindsided by dude? Oh, yeah. And he was just like... Stephen A. Smith was like... Well, I knew something was wrong with him because he was getting rigor mortis on the field.
No, Stephen A. subtly.
Chris, you want to connect?
Yeah, let me do that right quick.
All
right.
Hey, Stephen A. is hilarious.
Bro, I love Stephen
A. He's been out of pocket for.
Bro, I love that nigga, bro. On everything.
I am thoroughly disgusted.
Yeah. He be making people mad, man.
Hey, bro, he be like, you know what? We don't care. Yeah.
And you know what else?
You hit that.
I love Stephen A, bro. I like, bro, he could be a comedian, bro. Like, because the words he used.
People would buy tickets, though.
I feel incredibly sorry for what I'm witnessing take place in the life of Antonio Brown. He's clearly not all there. He's all over the place emotionally. We all know that. Some have speculated they think that he has CTE. He's suffering from that right now. We don't know. I don't know that. But I know that he doesn't seem to have been the same since nearly getting decapitated by Vontaze Burfict and looking like rigor mortis was kicking in right on the turf, for crying out loud. What a devastating.
That nigga says since he got decapitated.
Bro, you remember? Yeah. Well, of course, everybody remember when that when the army general dude was like, if you try to go to war with America, your children will be raised without parents or whatever. That's the same level of intensity he just had for AB. See, people fail to realize what he just did. Molly and Max probably didn't pick up on the subtlety how bad he was subbing AB just now.
Badly.
But because he did it so calm and collected and used the correct words and all that. But he really just bodied that nigga like on some battle rap shit. I love Stephen A. Smith.
Cassidy, the super producer.
What the fuck, bro?
Yo, one of them beats. Yo, I'm not finna hold you. One of them beats was kind of hard, fam. One of them beats was hard.
Right.
But he still but he only rapped on Swiss beats. He only rapped on Swiss beats production. And that Swiss beats production he's making. And
that's 98 Swiss beats.
Yeah.
Keyboards.
But Swiss beats, what's the hottest beat Swiss beats done made in the last whatever? Like, come on, man.
Nah, he made some shit on his album, bro. You tripping.
Which album?
His album he put out.
Oh, the shit with Cole and all them when he was like, yeah, I mean, it was cool, but.
Shit.
Swiss Beats ain't never been that crazy to be honest. And KK and Chaz told me that's who I reminded them of when I first started making beats. And I took that as disrespect because I ain't fuck with Swiss Beats back then.
But with the monster?
Listen, bro,
I liked a couple things, but I didn't like a lot of his shit, bro, to be honest.
Wow.
Listen, bro, when he played that for that video and he was so hyped, bro, literally, when I heard it, I was just like, bro, who eighth grader made this? And then all you see is Cassie.
Duh, that was a weird, that was weird.
Bro. That was hilarious.
I'm people picking up new shit to try, but
trust me,
don't share. Like, not that process. Not this soon.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Bro, you... Like, bro, I don't even know where you found them sounds at, bro. They don't even have those sounds.
He was on Fruity Loops like a bitch.
Bro, they don't have those in Fruity Loops no more.
Like, that's like the first version of Fruity Loops.
Where are you finding these sounds, bro? These are Triton keyboards from 98, bro.
Chris, you never let me tell my side of the story for your show.
My bad. Go back.
I just forgot all about that shit.
Let's gotta do it from the other perspective. You want one of these, bro? You good?
What is that?
It's organic.
They're fire. Organic, no, they're fire.
What? Gummies? Organic sour twist.
They're fire, bro.
Ryan been having me the whole
time. Nah, I'm cool, bro.
I'll try them.
They're pretty good.
While I tell my story. All right, so Chris told the diplomatic side, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the real deal. Holyfield on my version. So I was not involved in this show process at all. Like, Chris hit me up one day and was like, hey, these guys DM me on Instagram for a show. I said, okay. I was like, you gonna do it? He's like, yeah, I guess. And that's the last I heard from it. And then next thing I know, he's like, yeah, it's gonna be this date. He sends me the flyer. That's all I get on the show. I have reservations about the event first because I noticed the flyer didn't have a time on there. I was like,
oh yeah.
They don't have a time on the flyer. That's a red flag.
A big one.
That generally means they don't know what the fuck this is gonna happen. So this could be either all day or at a random ass time. And it ended up being at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for some fucking reason.
On what day?
What day was that, Chris? Sunday?
Sunday.
Yeah. I was like, is this church? I thought I was going to church. So, yeah, we go to the show, and then we had that show mix shit. I made the show mix. Mm-hmm. And then we got the DJ. But when I walk in, I'm like, well, when they drive up, I'm appalled. Because like I said, we're in like a warehouse district. I'm talking about there's a food manufacturer right here. There's a big ass like postal service over here. And then we just got this random dance studio that we're going to. I'm like, what is this? So I'm like, are we in the right spot? Chris sees this older man in a jacket with a gray beard. He's like, we in the right place. Chris, like, we in the right place. I was like, okay. So we walk in, and then this is a girl with this little desk at the front. It's like, you got donation or money? I'm like, I got socks. So I donated some socks. So I put the socks in the bin. Me and Chris was like, I'm performing. So we walk in the back. Like you said, there's this lady cooking nachos in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So they had like a little kitchenette. It's all carpet. The ceiling is lower than this ceiling right here. It's a very low ceiling. So we walk into the big room, which is literally the size of this office.
And then a little bit like.
Yeah, I'm trying to probably.
It was higher because I saw it on live.
So it was.
How big was this space? Like,
it was not big. It was, like I said, it's probably the room was probably as big as this office. Probably like two offices down. That's how big the room was.
Yeah.
Maybe 300 square feet at the most.
Whoa.
300. Yeah. So it was a very small room. No stage is what the first thing we noticed. The DJ got there the same time we did. He was like basically setting up. I was like, yeah, go ask him about the show mix. The dude was like, yeah, I could change the song. I was like, yeah, that should be easy. Just pop it in. So, and I noticed there was like people setting up tables. I'm like, yo, is this the vendors, bro? Cause like, we're this close to the vendors. There was a chick selling candles, and then it was like sports science over here. I'm like, what kind of shit is this?
And a lady was doing like acrylics and all that, like yeah, a nail thing. But she was bad though. But still,
yeah. So and then like you said, there's kids in there, and I'm like, okay. Chris was like, yo, I don't know about this. I'm like, shit, I definitely don't. I'm like, I told him I'm leaving once you're done. Like, we're leaving. I'm not staying here for this shit. So, mind you, he was supposed to go on at 3:30. For some reason, they made Chris go first, which I thought was blasphemous.
Yeah, it's really bad.
That's always the worst. So they got him on first. We were supposed to do at 3:30. We got there like at 3:20.
Yeah, then go on to about 4.
Yeah, mad late.
Easy.
Because
it was like 5:15 by the time. Because Don was like, I'm not trying to stay till 5:15. And I was like, what time is it? It was like 5:05. I was like, oh, let's go.
Well, I just walked out.
Yeah. But, long story short, bro, the show was bad.
Yeah, but here's.
It was bad.
So from the thing with when they took the mic from him, so he started going. They didn't introduce him or nothing.
No, they didn't.
He was just like, go. He was like, okay. So Chris starts rapping. Then the chick literally walks up while he's like, just finished rapping, mm-hmm. And she's like, give me that, and takes it. Everybody's confused. Everybody's like, what the fuck is this? And then she starts talking. The other chicks talks, and she's like, Chris could come back up. We all look confused, like, what? So Chris goes back up there, raps. The baby literally is walking in front of Chris, like back and
not
forth.
The rapper, the child.
And the mom is just loving it, smiling. It's my baby.
Right.
And then nobody's corralling this child. All you had to do is pick him up, and he would have been
fine
sitting there.
But yeah,
because he wasn't loud or nothing, he was just walking back and forth,
distracting me.
Yeah,
to be honest, because I'm like, man, what?
So I'm like, yo, I don't want to be here at all.
Yeah, it was a nasty feeling, bro. I just went home and got drunk.
The tipping point, because we didn't leave right immediately after Chris, because when Chris came back over, the chick started talking again,
and then another performer.
They
came
had a
performer.
I was like, I can't walk out while she's rapping.
Because they're gonna.
But I almost did because she started rapping over her own song, and I was really angry about it. Like her fully mixed track, she rapped over it.
And all of this was
eyelet. Yeah, I'm looking. I'm
right here.
And
right
I'm,
here. Wow, I'm looking. You
and I'm dead. I'm dead front because Chris performed, so I'm right here. So me and Chris are just looking at this girl rap to us over her own track, And then she goes, all right, I got one more song. I'm about to turn up. So I'm like, okay, well, the first two are pretty chill. So let's see what this is. The same level. Did not turn up at all. Like, I was like, Chris, I literally looked, I turned to Chris and said, Chris, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And I just walked out.
Yeah, it was bad. My brother thought the nachos were free. It was just ugly. Bro.
Wait, they weren't free?
I don't think so. Because his wife was telling him, like, yo, there's vendors, so they're probably going to have to charge you for those.
They put Rotel on some chips and said, hey, $5.
Bro, I didn't know that. I'm even more mad.
I don't know. That's just okay. What we assumed. Yeah, that was horrible. I guess shout out to LSU, huh? Yeah, no?
Shout out Odell.
Oh, shout out Odell. They trying to hit my nigga with the Rico, bro.
That's so fucking stupid.
Odell is reliving all that night.
Bro, these niggas is just like, bro, leave that nigga. Like, yeah.
It's Odell, bro.
Some money in the young boy's pockets.
No, but they trying to get him because he slapped the cop's butt.
A judge denied it already.
Oh,
okay, cool. That's tight.
Because he probably was like, yo, we got better things to do. What the fuck is this?
And they was trying to fuck with the black kid smoking the cigars, but they ain't fuck with the quarterback.
Of course not.
Nah, because they thought it was a blunt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. My
they know Joey Burrow.
Just leave the fucking kids alone.
Fucking hell.
They just won a national championship, bro.
Yeah.
Of course, but these party poopers had to come in here. Then they went over about him giving them money.
How much did he give him, really, though?
About like
200.
100?
About 200.
Who gives one of those? It could have been a dollar.
It could have been a dollar. But nah, he had blue faces in his hand. You know, Odell.
Yeah, but I'm saying it could have been a dollar. And they would have been like, oh.
Honestly, though, just to avoid all that, hey, bro, this where we at. Everything on me.
Yeah.
Could have avoided
it. Because he smooth could have did that. But you know, that's his alma mater.
And then caught up in the emotion. Oh, that's one motherfucker. What's up?
He didn't even do that there. Shit, everybody, even Marcus Spears was like tearing up because he was just like, oh, damn, bro. We got one.
And then for some reason, Zeke Elliott was in the locker room. Why are you here?
Wait, what?
He's with winners.
Zeke Elliott was
what
Zeke.
What is he doing there?
I don't know. He was in the locker room. I was like, bro, you went to Ohio State. What is this?
He's enjoying the game.
This nigga getting the locker.
Hey, bro, they know Zeke. He enjoyed the game. Alumna. Hey, bro, all I know is Odell was lit. He really made.
Bro, can y'all hear?
Oh, yeah, you hear it.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, him eating?
Katie always tell me that was you smacking at 4 minutes and 58 seconds, wasn't it?
God damn. Nope, it's me.
Yeah, it's Dalton this time. That's a fact.
Yeah,
it's the white wonder, guys.
It's my show, my mic. I can do whatever I want.
That's boss talk right there, nigga. Oh, if you never heard it before.
Nah, hold on. You got to throw a little royalty. Go ahead, collect. He just took it. He can use it for the one
Ball
time.
Well, oh, Ball Stock. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'll be watching them hoes too. I'll be trying to keep up.
We don't believe in Christianity. We don't believe in none of that. We believe in the
sauce,
bro.
Who said that, bro?
I don't know. My homie Mike gave me these sounds. I don't know.
So he was just
bro,
like,
bro, what was it? Run it back?
We don't believe in
Christianity. We don't believe in none of that. We believe in the
sauce,
bro.
Oh, that was Sauce Walker.
Yeah. Was that him?
Yeah.
I also got.
Listen, I just hope you can exchange.
My nigga, you drunk.
Gates. And.
Hey, bro, I got some sauce. I ain't got no faith, but I got some sauce.
Yeah. That's fucking Sauce Walker.
She belongs to the streets.
Hey, you know what's crazy, bro? Him, Yellow Beezy. Do you know who Fat Boogie is? You know, they used to all live down the street from me. Not Sauce Walker, but Fat Boog. Used to live down the street with me. I used to see Kylo Ren, all them dudes walking around and stuff. I used to see Yellow Beezy and stuff. And I'm just like,
well, I went to high school, yelling.
Got it. Okay. Since you live there.
Yeah.
I've been hearing this debate on Twitter a lot.
What's up?
Do you say Lancaster or Lancaster?
It's Lancaster.
I say Lancaster.
Because a lot of people not from Dallas are you know.
People not saying, from Dallas say Lancaster.
When you say Lancaster, it's not that because you're not saying land.
It's land.
Land.
Lancaster.
But we say
with
Lancaster.
Lancaster.
Yeah, that's what I'm used to. But on Twitter they were debating it.
Trust me, it's no, Lancaster. We're not in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
no. We say Baltimore. Lancaster.
Who y'all playing?
No, they got a.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Just making sure Triple D in the house. You know what I'm saying? Lancaster.
Nah, but they all live down the street from me.
Did y'all see that tweet? Did y'all see that tweet where somebody had a picture of Mewtwo and asked Baltimore niggas to say it?
Mewtwo.
Yeah, one of my good friends is from Baltimore, bro. And he's like, we had a play called 22. Oh my God, that shit used to be so funny. He'd be coming down the court. 22, 22. Like, that shit used to be so funny.
ASAP Ant's verse on Bath Sauce is so bad that it's good, bro. Because his Baltimore accent really comes out really.
From Baltimore?
Yeah, ASAP. Ant, yeah, wait, I think.
Is that the nigga? Which one do?
He's a light skinned dude.
Which one do we
like? That's the young Bari.
That's yeah. Bari.
I love Bari.
I got him. I get him and Ant mixed up.
Bari is the my like him and Shia LaBeouf.
Who was the
all
one?
The flyest niggas in the world to me?
Who you talking about?
Shia is fly.
Ant Bari is crazy,
this is the
bro.
Shit I really came here. What time is it? All right, let's do this for 10 minutes.
Hey, bro, now Shia LaBeouf.
This is the shit you came for. Shit, I've really been. You know,
wait for the fashion talk.
Shia LaBeouf, be
bro. Shia LaBeouf, no, literally, Shia LaBeouf is the flyest person on earth. Guy? On earth,
that is definitely Chris's guy.
That's your guy, really?
Oh, he
guy,
breathes, bro. And he just.
I don't even see that in you, though.
That's a spirit.
Maybe
animal.
Now that
that's my spirit animal, bro.
You getting some
real
biceps.
Talk? No, not even back when he had the rat tail. That's why when I saw your brother had one, I gave it up.
Like, I fuck with Shia LaBeouf.
Is that before or after the bag?
The bag?
I'm not famous anymore.
That was before the bag. That was before
the
bag.
Nah, we talking about 2015 Shia LaBeouf.
I'm talking Shia LaBeouf. 2013. Yeah, when he was like, he was the first nigga wearing the army boots with the fits.
Let me tell you. Yeah.
That's why I had to cut me another pair.
The best fashion era of the decade was 13. Mm-hmm. To 16, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact. Jay Lorenzo was going
that
crazy.
That 3-year span? Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Niggas was like, yeah. Niggas is still trying to dress like how niggas was dressing in 2013
cause they,
to 2016, cause
they didn't,
bro.
They didn't capture it correctly.
Everybody was in their bag back then.
Like, yeah. Bro, really, the heavy box tees, the thick material.
Oh my God.
The jeans, the boots, bro. You know what I'm saying? The bomber jackets was out crazy.
Bro. But those looks are timeless looks.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The thing. They're not gonna go
anywhere.
Like the cut of jeans will go somewhere.
Yeah,
but bomber jacket is not going nowhere.
Ultra boots
not going nowhere.
Never.
No, Ultra boots was out crazy.
Them shits is out of here though.
Yeah, they ain't coming
out of here dog.
They came in hot.
Yeah,
and got right the fuck out of it. That's because Jerry Lorenzo was so hot at the time, bro. Yeah. It was like any sneaker this nigga put on.
So fire.
This shit was selling out.
So fire.
Like anything he wore, bro. Like he really had niggas wearing running shoes with skinny jeans.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Jerry Lorenzo the GOAT.
Like what would we do to a nigga in high school if he had on fucking running shoes and skinny jeans?
Yeah. Bruh.
And he made that shit look so fucking like.
Nah, Shia is definitely the guy for me, bro. Shia and then right after him is Bari.
Because he ushered in the skinny jeans with the boots. Niggas wasn't doing skinny jeans and boots, bro.
Yeah. And then, I mean, just his overall, like.
Aesthetic
about him.
I was.
All
the way. Hey, no, I was. Nah, I was doing that.
What, army boots?
Nah, bro, niggas used to rip the fuck out of me for that, bro. I was doing that.
Because you were doing the boots with the skinny jeans?
It wasn't even like Tim's. It was literally like army boots.
Oh, so you was on that shit.
I wasn't trying to, though. Yeah. It was just literally like, bro, you know what? It's cold outside. Let me put on these, you know, a hoodie. Jalen Allen used to rip the fuck out of my ass.
My name.
he big bro. Nah, he big bro, but boy.
Pause.
Ryan was on that wave. I was on the clean forces every day with the Adidas jacket.
Oh, like the New York swag,
you know,
shit. Yeah,
the sweatsuit with the jeans and, you know, forces. It could have been anything. You know, everybody used to just do that. But I remember literally wearing hoodies, some skinny jeans, and some army boots. Niggas would look at me like.
He was ahead of his time, bro.
Bro, and I'm not even.
Crazy, bro.
And it was so weird because it was just like, now that's brought back, I can't do it. My feet too big. I wore a 15 now, dog. Can't do that.
I think, man, I'm trying to think about high school for me. I think
That was,
yeah,
it was that shirt you had on in that picture.
that was part of it. Nah, but my biggest. I remember my biggest outfit that I wore in high school. I had a Coogee jeans.
Yeah,
I had this like
we turning up.
I had this Coogee. It was like a. It wasn't like. It had like the design on the side. It was all red. It was a collar shirt, but it was like a one with pockets and shit. It was like basically a half hoodie almost.
Right.
I had that and then some all red ice creams.
Ooh.
And when I tell you, I went to school that day and I felt like, bro, they were like, yo, what the fuck? Where are you going and shit? I was like, yeah, you know. You know, it's dumb, baby.
It's
you had to wait a whole month before you could wear it again.
Her. Yeah, big facts. Big facts.
Man, I used to have all the tall tees and all that shit, man.
Man, for real. What happened to LRG? LRG came in hot. I feel like LRG was only hot to us, though, here.
Yeah.
I feel like that, too.
Well, nah, who was Mickey Max or somebody?
Fell off
was?
So fast.
Who?
No, I said LRG fell off really fast. Yeah,
it did. It really did.
It hit that 08 to 2010. Well, I guess that was a 2-year like, run.
The fucking giraffe. Yeah, I had all that shit.
Yeah, I think to 11. I think 11.
Mesquine. Yeah, 11. Mesquine was the one that. Quick. Yeah, Mesquine was like quick.
Mesquine jeans?
That shit was quick. 08 to 09
and y'all gone.
That, yeah. Matt Reed used to wear the Mesquine jeans like a motherfucker.
But Coogee was quick too, though. We not talking like.
Brother.
But we being honest, Coogee was quick too. That was. 08 to 09.
They burnt Coogee out,
though. Because skinny jeans came, like, hit hard in 09.
Yeah.
So it's really 08.
Bape ate it up. That's what it is. Bape ate up all that space.
Bape did. Bape fucked that shit up. Because they got hot, like, 08, 09.
They still hot.
And the Ivisu. Ooh.
Yes, sir.
The Ivisu.
All I say is the Bape hoodie with the Bape with the camo, pink, blue. Oh, man.
Bro, what's the most iconic fit that you ever seen a rapper wear?
Give me three.
I got two right now.
Shit.
I got two.
You said iconic?
Like that you just like, bruh, right now, I want to wear that outfit.
Oh, I want to wear it? I thought you were just talking about iconic, because I was going to put Nelly. I was like, Nelly, bro, the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to wear a fucking Band-Aid on their face.
My shit is Wayne in the purple Bape.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
From Hustle Music? Hustle Music?
You're in my head.
No, not even in the video. When he was, it's the picture when he got on the purple and blue Bape joints.
Yeah,
he just like, bro,
and it just looked baggy,
bro. Yeah. That fit
with the ice,
bro. And then Jigga with the rolling in the vest.
Okay,
so fucking iconic. Yeah. And then one of my favorites.
Don't say it. Huh? If you say what I think you're gonna say, I'm gonna be mad as hell.
Well, I really got two. It's Todd.
It's okay. Go ahead.
It's Todd. This ain't even new era. This is like throwback shit.
Okay.
It's Master P.
Okay.
In the Make 'em Say video with the jerseys and the bandanas and shit.
Okay.
And then it's, and then it's Cash Money in the Bling Bling video, bro. With the niggas had the denim fits with the white tees and the.
I was fired.
Oh my God. With the cuffs and the Reebok. Come on, bro.
I got you on one. Oh my God. I got you on one. So I'm going to take the Wayne one. Pharrell with the ice cream when he had
anything Pharrell.
No, listen. No, listen. Pharrell is so hard, bro. Where he used to have the ice cream, where it wasn't even the Me Too video. It was literally he had the chains with the little goofy face on there, and he had all the different type of links.
Oh yeah,
the white. It was just a white tee. Yeah. The Cuban Gucci link type things. Then he had the jeans with the cuff, and then he had the ice creams. I think they may have been like pink or red. I was like, damn, that shit hard. I probably do that shit right now every day. Give me a couple tats and call it a day.
Yeah.
And then, backpack, polo. Simplicity.
Yeah.
With the Dons.
I don't think he had no iconic fits in that era, personally.
No, you're right, but that's
the most iconic fit he had in that era was the lavender suit with the buttons open at the Grammys when he wore the gloves.
That was hard.
And the cigar. He took his mom as a date.
That was legendary.
Pusha T salmon suit.
Oh yeah,
that shit was fire.
Yeah,
when he did Runaway at the Grammys.
When they first performed Runaway.
No, at the
MTV Awards.
That is Ye's first iconic fit. The all red suit with the Louis Vuitton.
Yeah,
guns,
and then
bro.
The chain.
Yeah.
God, bro.
That was mine.
Oh my God.
I just love the backpack. That was just me.
In the middle of the backpack era, going into that era. When Ye was at Hot 97 and he had the Bape fit on.
Yeah.
With the Aqua 8.
Come on. Yeah.
Oh
come
my
on.
God. Y'all remember that?
You dip in your bag right now.
Ye when he wore the
808 suit too. We forgetting Dipset during the We Fly High era, bro. Iced out skulls, bro. Jim Jones was on some
the Skull Gang, yeah.
With the True Religious, Jim Jones was on some
other shit. Bro.
Yeah.
This nigga is such a god with this badge. Bro, I wanted to be Jim Jones. Bro, that was the original reason I grew
up. Were you braids? Tight,
yo,
bro.
For real?
I wanted to be
Cameron
Jim Jones.
Cameron was my guy. Him wearing pink was like.
That's iconic, too. That's iconic.
But see,
The pink, you know, the picture. So with the pink Range Rover, the pink flip phone.
Bro, that shit was legendary.
Pink mink sweater.
Come on, fam.
With the hat, boy.
And then the purple haze cover.
Huh?
Purple Haze color was crazy.
We also got it, like, if we're going to take it back a little bit more.
Slick Rick.
That too, but I don't think Slick was iconic for his clothes. I think he was iconic for the chain.
Yeah, the jewelry. Yeah.
But no, the first album cover, I like that suit he wore. Yeah,
this shit that you would wear, that's the only reason I said it. Yeah. On the yay shit.
Yeah.
But
like, some iconic shit. Nigga, Snoop in the Ain't Nothing But a G Thing video. I was watching it the other day, bro. This nigga had on the weed hat. He had a weed hat on in the fucking video in 92, bro.
Bro.
Can you think how taboo that shit is in 92?
You think he would get arrested right then and there?
With the short sleeve Dickie suit on? With them up? Like, bro.
Like, niggas doing that now.
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
I gotta go get one. Like, this shit is so iconic. Like, timeless pieces.
Bro. And you know what's crazy about nowadays, bro? People appreciate shit like that now because people will be like, they'll see somebody go out and they'll be like, nigga, that's clean, bro. Hey,
It ain't about like what's the style anymore, yeah. I don't think.
Nah.
It's who you are. That. It's who you are.
That's it. It's like, how are you wearing it?
Yeah.
Piece that shit together.
I'll tip my hat to you, bro, because
100%, bro. That's all. Piece that shit together. Like,
yeah.
You know, I said this the other day. I said, well, a while back on Twitter, I was like, bro, you niggas is still out here trying to buy designer when your homie is designing clothes and you won't even, like, bro, I'd rather have a closet full of my nigga shit, flip that shit, make it look dope. And then, like, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
Ain't what you wearing is how you wearing
it. Exactly. Shit,
bro. Like, nigga, bro, come on.
These models look like Goonies monster.
Bro.
If they put on the right shit and make that shit look, oh, they are so
that's it, amazing. Bro.
Big facts, big facts.
It's accessories.
Really. That's it, bro. Just piece that shit together, bro. Just put it together. Fellas, put it together. Girls don't care what brand you got
and
on.
Don't ever forget the ultimate fashion. Marquise Houston, the clear, all clear suit. Bro.
With the white prison draw.
Nah, I'm not gonna hold you.
Bro, my nigga had on the county what? Jail draws.
I still wanna know what compelled him.
Bro, where you even get them draws at? Like, you only get them from the county.
Them hers is cardboard.
Bro, that shit was one of the disgusting.
Usher and the You Don't Have to Call video, that's a fit for me. Especially with the Heelys. The leather jacket, the tees, the jeans.
Yeah, niggas want Heelys. Yeah, come on. Heelys, for sure. Niggas want Heelys. I want Heelys.
Andre 3000.
Oh, yeah.
Come I don't on. Think he had any iconic face. I think he just had some like, oh, what the fuck?
Exactly. Yeah,
like,
I don't think
exactly. But no, his suit game was off the chain, though.
That was more like a costume, though.
I think the more iconic thing was when the nigga put on the Atlanta Braves jersey for the first time. Like, niggas don't wear no Braves jersey.
And,
back in the 90s?
Southern player catalytic shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the iconic shit.
Diddy told him, take that shit off. You a sex symbol, boy. I remember that documentary.
Yeah,
you a sex symbol, boy.
That's good. Oh, shiny suits, nigga. Come on. Oh, I still wear a fucking shiny suit.
Mm.
Come on, bro. You're not doing it?
Hey, I fuck with them hoes.
With the white forces, bro?
Doing the video.
Who hot? Who not?
Doing the video and the cheese, right?
Who sell out in the stores?
Hey, I'm not going to hold you. That fit that Drake wore in that Rick Ross video with the Tibbs.
The meme.
The
boo-boo shit?
Yeah, that's iconic, bro. Nah,
Wayne shit was iconic with the big sweats and the muscle tee. I was like, yeah,
man. Oh, yeah. That's
took that
yeah.
shit back to 99.
Yeah, that's
what's up?
They got that inspiration from the 2010 from. It was Nas' Hate Me Now video with the shiny red suit.
Mm.
Is that where he got that from?
What?
I think so.
Mm. I did.
He called it.
Chains.
Yeah,
I thought it was some like Pharaoh shit he was trying to do.
I think that was with the chain though.
He called it like his like Rosewood fashion or something like
that. Yeah, Rosewood. That's the shit he was on wearing the suits all the time. But honestly, the first nigga that I saw wearing all red was Richard Pryor.
Yeah,
and then Eddie Murphy did Delirious.
That was a comedian thing first.
Yeah, sure. So I think that's where Ye got that inspiration from, Richard Pryor, to be in my opinion.
Richard Pryor was so clean.
Yeah, he was
all red with the black shirt.
But see, because when Weeknd cut his hair and he threw on the red suit,
but he was doing it because Sam Rothstein in Casino.
It
was Casino, bro. That's why he shot the shit in Vegas.
My homie from the Rat Pack.
Frank Sinatra?
Nah, Sammy Davis.
Sammy
Jr.
Davis Jr. Okay.
That's who. That he tweeted the shit.
Bro, he can tweet that shit all he want, nigga. That's Sam Rothstein.
And that's Johnny Depp, huh?
That's at who?
You said.
He said who?
Nah, that's Robert De Niro from when he was in Casino.
I'm tripping. I'm thinking of Fear and Loathing. My bad. I just saw this movie. I was watching this movie last night. I actually got to go back and rewatch it because I like watched it to go to sleep. But Bane, Tom Hardy plays to his brother and him. Mm-hmm. That shit's a great movie, bro.
Is it?
So far, what I saw. Movie? What's it called? Do you know what it's called?
Nah, but Tom Hardy played two roles.
He played himself and his brother, like in the movie.
The fight movie?
No, it's a gangster movie. They some kind of gangster movie.
Yeah. I just watched this Mexican prison movie last night, Blood In, Blood Out. Y'all ever seen
it? I heard of that.
Bro, that shit's so fucking gangster, bro. It's 3 hours long. I watched the whole thing and see.
Oh, it's about the white dude.
It's called Legend.
He mixed.
Yeah. No, my dad made me watch that shit.
Bro, that shit gangster, bro.
Yeah, because that has a fuck.
They got all the old niggas now.
Yeah,
they got John. What's the legendary?
You know who I'm talking about. I know you know who I'm talking about.
Scary nigga.
Oh yeah, Taruso or whatever.
His first movie.
He should put Lobo.
Bing Rhames in it. The dark nigga who always looked like he barbecue was in it. Billy Ray Cyrus. Who's the white dude from Monster Ball? They got to hit Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah, Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton was in that hole.
Yeah.
Being racist, bro. He was good at it too.
He was good.
He looked like he did.
He was good at that shit, bro.
Shout out Billy.
His name is Billy Bob, man. He got it in him.
Yeah, he got
bro.
That shit in him.
Bro, what is with you and these?
I keep him in a car, so basically if I go to a gas station, I'm getting gas. I'm about to go out no candy, no protein bar. I got all that shit in my whip. Like,
that's costly.
Hey, make sure you send me that track, bro.
I'm going to send it to you. Can I play it for the people?
Yeah, do what you got. No. I almost
slipped up.
Yeah. As soon as we take the picture, we're going to get it uploaded. I'll be done with the song. Give me like a solid week. I'm going to go home and self-medicate, and I'm going to get right. Trying to figure that out because I was gonna have it at my oldest brother's house, but we having some issues right now, so I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do with it.
Don't do that.
What?
Not at your brother's house.
Yeah, nah, that's
get a little space.
I we can look at a space, man.
But y'all gotta understand is I'm
y'all
sorry.
Can't rent the little shit down there.
I don't want to do that either.
What y'all gotta understand is about me. I don't have any source of income. So everything I've been doing is on principle. Like people are helping me because they want to help. Like you or Ryan, my parents, Jonathan, the other Jonathan. Like even you, you know,
I
Dalton.
Ain't, I ain't
like
damn. No,
but not. But niggas is really just helping me because you know what I'm saying. They might not believe in the music, but they believe in me. So well, Dalton ain't got no choice. But I'm trying to do the most cost efficient thing for me. What can I make happen without having to ask anybody? And then if anybody want to help, then I'll be like, all right, well, this is what I need.
You know, Pegasus is always an option too.
That's true.
Trying to get this situation going on. It could be somebody that's like, all right, I'm trying to throw this to somebody anyway. Let me push my hand out to help somebody else. It's a lot of people that's willing to help and got the resources to help.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah, I would say ask Pegasus, bro.
Cool, we can definitely do it there. They love y'all there.
Yeah, I know. You get them popping in there.
And throw your own venues.
Dead homies.
All right, Chris, you got anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think anything else is...
Anything detrimental?
What are we going to name this? Because we talked about a lot of...
Everything.
Shit. I was going to say the name of Janky Promoters.
Okay.
Cause I mean that was the bulk of the conversation, pretty much. Niggas.
We can't put that on.
What was okay? One last thing before we head out, and this is just quick fire rapid round. What you call it? Superset. So we what's one of the most disrespectful bars you've like that comes to mind quickly?
Like for like dissing somebody, or just in general,
like for instance, I felt it was super disrespectful when Drake was like, Kobe about to lose 150 M's. Kobe, my nigga, I hate that. And Kobe ended up staying with his wife, so she has to live with that lyric.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Forever. Or Scottie Pimmer's wife, Future. Like, what's the most disrespectful shit?
I think Future got all the most.
Yeah, because I mean, just now, like,
this nigga just said,
I ride for my, yeah, I lie to my bitch. I'll like, that's pretty disrespectful.
Do it again.
Like, six months ago, I would have fucked with that.
Oh, you gonna say I ride for my
niggas.
A lot of my bitch.
I would like 6 months ago. I would have been like, yeah, nigga. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a different place now. It ain't hurt no more.
Yeah. Facts.
I mean,
can't do that.
Jay-Z had some in the back of the day.
Super Ugly was like, ooh,
yeah.
Yeah,
So many. It's like on the top. Nah, bro, we can't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's gonna. We'll be here for another hour.
Come on. I fuck them, but I never feed them. That's
pretty.
All I got is for hoes is hard dick and bubble gum.
Yeah, that's.
I don't want the paper. I just want to rape you.
Oh, wait, who was that?
Biggie.
Oh, Juelz had that. All I got is hard dick. I thought okay.
No, but, that's from. But that's a originally. Big L line. No, Big L said. All I got for hoes is hard dick and bubble gum.
Oh. Cam'ron Wet Wipes is pretty much all disrespectful.
Oh yeah, that's
disrespectful. Oh, yeah.
That whole song. I looked at homeboy. Yeah, your bitch is mine. Like,
yeah.
Come on, bro.
Disrespect. I'm trying to think.
He had a big gat click clack.
There was this song. This nigga dropped during the whole Iran America beat.
Oh no! See, that's where I gotta go.
My nigga said, hey, to all the Muslim girls out there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can come over here to America. Y'all ain't gotta wear them head rests no more, you know what I'm saying?
That wins. That wins.
All them niggas is musty over there anyways.
Come on, dog.
I heard some very disrespect. Come on now, dog.
Come on now, dog.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Bro, I love Boosie so much.
I can't
bro.
Wait to see him shimmy with all them dudes, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fire.
I'll be hitting that too.
I know you do.
Because he does. He does.
Y'all be in the joint like doing this shit right here, whatever the thing. I don't know how to do it because I don't know how to dance.
I got the video.
But anyways, yeah. Anybody got any closing statements before we head out?
Hurt people. So just show love.
Yeah.
Love.
That's a fact.
Drink more water.
Nice. It'll help you not be ashy.
Nah, you definitely gonna be ashy regardless.
Yeah, for sure.
No, not if you drink enough water, you won't.
Shh, Chris.
And go Mavs.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.